This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
It's a beautiful Friday night in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina, and the Woodpeckers on a bit of a three-game skid are trying to find their way back in the win column tonight. We have a pair of fourth-round draft picks on the mound. Trey Dombrowski for Fayetteville, right-hander Brock Porter for the Down East Wood Ducks. Pecker Baseball coming up, 7.05 p.m. Eastern, and we are live on the home of Woodpeckers Baseball, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app, Valley Live and MILB.TV. Hello, everybody. Welcome inside the booth. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. We're glad to have you aboard for tonight's action, game four of this six-game series, Colin. And Fayetteville has found themselves on a bit of a skid. They were a dominant team, a first-place team in the Carolina League for the opening homestand of the year. They won 6 of 8. Now, though, they've gone on a skid of losing 6 of their last 7, 3 in a row here at home against the Down East Wood Ducks, who have scored early and often to take early leads. And they've held Fayetteville's offense mostly quiet this week, aside from a 10-hit game on Wednesday. Still Down East able to win that game and come from behind fashion. Fayetteville, which is 4 hits yesterday. They got a Luis Encarnacion home run, a decent outing, a career-high strikeout total from Jose Nadal. But the pitching and the hitting hasn't quite clicked on the same nights the way it did when we first saw this team against the Nationals to begin the year.
Yeah, and what certainly didn't help was the 4 errors either in the field. It was a tough defensive night for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers that have normally been atop the Carolina League as far as defense goes all year. But you really nailed it earlier when you talked about getting off to a good start. Down East has scored runs in all three of the first innings of this series. So right now the Woodpeckers just trying to get kind of a stopper to get themselves in position to open the scoring. Only won one time this year when they haven't scored first. So getting that first run, really important. Getting through the first inning quickly and efficiently, certainly the focus today. I can't think of a better man on the mound to accomplish that goal than left-hander Trey Dombrowski.
Yep, Trey Dombrowski has been fantastic over 3 games this year. Tonight he makes his 4th appearance and his 2nd start. Last start for Trey, he went 4 innings of 1-run ball here at home. Didn't give up a 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, should say. He enters into tonight's game 1-0 with a 2.08 ERA and 18 Ks over 13 innings. But he faces a right-hander in Brock Porter, currently ranked the number 5 prospect in the Texas Rangers system and the number 3 pitching prospect behind only Owen White and Jack Leiter. A quick look at the Carolina League standings picture entering this Friday, April 28th. Fayetteville, having lost 3 in a row, is still very much in the hunt. They're 3 games out of first place. The Kannapolis Cannonballers, who tonight are out in Zebulon, North Carolina, taking on the Carolina Mudcats, are 11-6. They're a game in front of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, who have gotten back into the swing of things with 3 straight wins. They're 10-7. Columbia has won all 3 games this week of their series after losing to the Woodpeckers on Sunday. They're a game and a half out of first place at 9-7. Fayetteville at 8-9, 3 games back. Augusta is 1 game back of the Woodpeckers, 4 games out of first place at 6-9. And Charleston, last year's champ and the 2021 champs, they are 6-12 to begin the season, 5.5 games out of first place. Meanwhile, in the North Division, everything's still very close for 5 of the 6 teams. Carolina and Delmarva are tied at the top at 10-7. Down East has a game of third place. They're a game back of first. Lynchburg a game and a half back. Salem a game and a half back. They're tied for fourth. And Fredericksburg at 5-12. Lowest record in the league to start the year. They sit 5 games out of first place. The Woodpeckers tonight will be in their retro uniforms, that striped top with Fayetteville across the chest, the red, gray, black, white striping down the bottom of the torso, the white pants, the three-tone ball cap with the black backing, white front, the red bill. And meanwhile, down east, they are in the greens today with that orange number on the back of the uniform, the gray pants, the orange pinstripe down the side of the leg, and they'll wear black hats and batting helmets out on the field and in the batter's box. Let's quickly bring you the starting lineup for the visitors before Down East heads to the plate. They're 9-8 and led by first-year manager Carlos Maldonado. It leads off with Cam Colley, the second baseman. Abby Ortiz, the first baseman, bats second, and Anthony Gutierrez is third. He'll be in center. Tucker Mitchell is the DH hitting cleanup. Yason Morabel, fifth. Ian Muller, the catcher, is sixth. And the bottom three are Glader Figueroa, the third baseman, shortstop Daniel Cueva, and left fielder Jojo Blackman. And again on the mound, right-hander Brock Porter, no record, and a 3.38 ERA. A great Friday night crowd starting to file into the seats of Secker's Stadium. And we're just about ready for baseball for a 7:05 first pitch. The Woodpeckers have been introduced. They have taken the diamond, and we are ready to roll. Let's send it down to field level now for the singing of the national anthem. And on the other side, it's first pitch of Game 4. The Woodpeckers and the Wood Ducks, the Battle of the Birds, carries on from downtown Fayetteville in a moment.
As a reminder, please remain standing until the flags are off the field. And now, for the performing of our national anthem. Performing the national anthem this evening, please welcome Nicholas Heppner. Nicholas Heppner. Let's go down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Dirty throws it deep left field. This ball's right back there. Tie game. Three run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third. That ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He has driven home all three.
Deep line drive out into right field. Mantueta looking up. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it, the second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history.
It's a pleasure, as always, to be with you in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. Woodpeckers baseball is live on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app, Valley Live and MILB.TV. Hello again, everybody. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey getting ready to bring you game four of this six-game series between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Down East Wood Ducks, the single-A affiliate of the Texas Rangers and the Houston Astros going toe-to-toe. Cam Colley, Abby Ortiz, and Anthony Gutierrez will be the three to lead it off for the Wood Ducks. They come in 9-8, now a game above 500, and currently sitting in third place in the Carolina League South. Excuse me, the North Division, a game back of Delmarva and Carolina. Fayetteville at 8-9, now under the 500 mark since the first since they were 0-1 to begin the season. They're currently three games out of first place, sitting in fourth in the Carolina League South. And today, Colin, they turned to Trey Dombrowski, and the name of the game for Trey, at least out of the gate here, has to be not giving up a run in the first inning, because Down East has managed to do so in each of the first three nights.
And we've seen Down East do it both with aggression and patience. They've waited out pitches. We saw them do that against Andrew Taylor. They came out swinging against Jose Nadal last night. So very balanced offense, but got a guy on the mound who's been as reliable as anybody this season. It's only two times here Ace Frehley going all the way through a stadium. It's when the New York Giants score a touchdown and when 48 takes the hill for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers.
He's got the signature song warming up, ready to go. He's completed his warm-up tosses. Trey Dombrowski climbs up the top of the mound and gears up to throw his first pitch of the night. Right-hander Cam Colley digs into the right side. Dombrowski gets his first sign from Encarnacion. Winds pitches, and a check swing turns to a dribbler up the first baseline. Dombrowski off of the mound, throws low to first. It kicks off of Balo's foot and ricochets into shallow right. Narbe Cruz heads over to retrieve the ball, and that'll probably go as an infield single for Cam Colley. Dombrowski, the left-handed pitcher, had an awkward angle when he fielded that ball. He picked it up and then had to turn his momentum up the first base line. Cam Colley didn't intend to put that ball in play, but he'll come away with a single. And now bring up Abby Ortiz, the lefty and first baseman. First pitch is a little high. And it's ball one to Ortiz. Cam Colley has now extended his hitting streak to a season-high five games, and he has a base hit in each of the first four of this series. Here comes the kick and the 1-0. A slider to the outside corner, called strike one. Abby Ortiz in a 1-1 count. Working the bases tonight is Michael Corbett and Chris Jenke. Corbett behind the plate and Chris Jenke on the bases. Ortiz, a swing and a line drive served up the middle into center. That'll get down. So a dribbler single and a hard hit single begin the first inning, and here's Down East again in business, threatening with the first two runners on. Anthony Gutierrez coming to the plate, and as he steps into the right side, let's take a look at that Fayetteville defensive alignment.
The Woodpeckers trying to bounce back after four errors in last night's contest. Jackson Lofton at third base, Leo's Danny Molina the shortstop, Narbe Cruz is at second, and Ricardo Ballo is at first. Left to right in the outfield for the Woodpeckers, Rolando Espinosa, Zach Cole, and Ryan Clifford, as that ball gets away from the catcher, Luis Encarnacion.
Yeah, Gutierrez checked his swing. They'll call it a strike, but it pops out of Encarnacion's mitt. Colley and Ortiz advance, and there's two in scoring position. This is the second game this year that Luis Encarnacion has caught. He's really the third catcher on the roster behind Sandro Gaston and John Garcia. Garcia has been called into duty in the outfield a little bit more recently. As the pitch comes in, Gutierrez reaches out in front and misses a changeup. 1-1. His first night behind the plate, Encarnacion had a few issues squeezing the baseball. Ended up leading to a couple of pass balls against him. That pitch there will go as a wild pitch, I believe, on the previous one. One ball and one strike on Gutierrez, and here comes the pitch. He sticks the bat out and punches it foul into the netting. Keep it at 1-2. Gutierrez comes in batting .278 on the season. He has a home run and a double. Only two extra base hits out of his 15 on the year. He's driven in 8, 5 walks, 12 strikeouts over his 54 at-bats. Infield shaded towards the grass, trying to prevent the opening run. Dombrowski's pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. A slider. Biting down and in on Gutierrez. And Dombrowski picks up his first out via the K.
He's gotten a lot of strikeouts in tough spots. We saw him do it on the road in Columbia a couple of times. He had to pitch himself out of a jam. Didn't give up a single hit in those four innings he pitched in, and really gave Fayetteville a fighting chance in extra innings.
So whole infield in now. Now they are standing on the fringe of the grass. They were shaded a little bit back a moment ago. First pitch from Dombrowski is a ball. Slider that just missed inside, 1-0. Tucker Mitchell, the top batter on the Down East Club, batting .438 over his first 11 games. Mighty impressive. Here comes the kick and pitch. And a foul tip. That's off the gear of Encarnacion and gets to 1-1. For Mitchell, it's been a lot of singles, kind of like Gutierrez. He only has two extra base hits. Both are doubles and 12 singles. And despite being in the heart of the order for a lot of his games he's played this year, the 11 of them, he's only driven in six. The lefty Dombrowski peeks down to second base. Tall set, kick and pitch. And a ground ball rolled shallow to second base. Narbe Cruz will collect, underhand shovel to first, where Ballo has it. They get the out, but for a fourth straight game, Down East scores a run in the top of the first and carry an early one-run lead. Colley comes across, and Ortiz gets to third base on the RBI rollout for Mitchell. That'll be his seventh ribby of the season.
Let's bring the infield in to try to get that runner at the plate, but anytime you have to move laterally, you just have to cut your losses and take the easy out at first. Good job by Cruz realizing that and just throwing straight to below for the easy out.
So now it's the lefty, Yason Morabel, and the first pitch is called a strike on the high inside corner. 91-mile-per-hour fastball from Dombrowski. Big leadoff of third for Ortiz, and a big hack by Morabel on a changeup. He missed it, nothing in two. Dombrowski trying to pick up his 20th strikeout of the season. Comes in with 18 strikeouts, 8 walks on the year. Got Gutierrez in this inning. The belt tie set, a look in by Dombrowski, his 0-2. There's a slider that weaves to the outside, and it just missed. So one ball, two strikes as Dombrowski stays ahead. Yason Morabel comes into tonight's game batting just .143. Six hits, they've all been singles. Ortiz walking down that line. The pitch is a high slider. I mean, he is halfway down the line right now, Colin. Jackson Lofton is shaded off the line of third over towards short. Molina up the middle, and Abby Ortiz could drive a boat between him and the third base bag. Left on left as Dombrowski fires 2-2, and a line drive pulled right side. Cruz with a dive, he can't get it. It sneaks out into right field and scores Ortiz from third. RBI single by Yason Morabel. He got a slider over the middle. And Down East has put a two spot on the board early against Trey Dombrowski.
When you got to tip your cap as a pitcher, you had him out in front, but Morabel still found a way to just yank it in between Cruz and Ballo down that first base side. Three hits given up by Dombrowski. One was a swinging bunt, essentially, and the other just snuck through. So a little bit unlucky in this first inning.
First pitch in to Ian Muller. And it misses off the plate outside, 1-0. Big hole on the right side with Cruz shifted over. Runner on the move. Encarnacion has it pop out of his mitt. He popped out of the crouch and tried to get into the throwing slot as quick as he could and took his eye off the ball. It will be a stolen base, though, for Morabel. He was off and running when the pitch came in.
Not a whole lot of harm done as Morabel looked towards third but realized that he had no shot of getting there, especially with two outs.
Ian Muller, two-run home run on Tuesday in the series opener. That was his first of the year. Also has four doubles, batting .220. Slider down and inside on him, and it's three balls and no strikes. 21 pitches now for the left-hander Dombrowski. Pair of runs in this inning against him, both earned, have jumped his ERA from just above 2 to 3.29. See if he can get out of the inning. Behind 3-0, Mueller taking the entire way. Looks at strike one.
It's really incredible how much Down East has made these pitchers work in the first innings. You saw Taylor throw basically 30 pitches. I think it was 25 for Jose Fleury on Wednesday. And even Nadal wasn't a walk in the park yesterday, still had to give up a run.
The 3-ball, 1-strike pitch. Mueller looks at it up and away. It's ball four. And the inning will continue. Consecutive batters reach with two outs. Morabell with the single. Mueller with the walk. First and second now. And Glader Figueroa, the seventh man to step to the plate. He's a lefty hitter that keeps those feet very close. Wiggles the bat above the left shoulder. Swings at the first one. Pops it up. This is back towards our broadcast location and into the seats.
Oh, one fan who snagged it on the ricochet with a child in his other arm. Very impressive.
Well done. So 25th pitch, and before it comes in, Encarnacion calls for time. Dombrowski will step off. Later, Figueroa batting 159. He has seven hits, pair of doubles, and a home run. The pitch reaches early at a changeup, and he missed at it. Nothing in two. Woodpeckers were never able to get back in it yesterday when they fell behind 3-0. They had Down East score a run in each of the first three innings. Pitch outside, knocked away by Encarnacion, comes up with the ball, fires up the third baseline, and the tag by Lofton is late. Morabell got a late jump after that ball kicked to the left of Encarnacion. But he'll make it in, and Mueller will trail down to second base, so two in scoring position now. And a 1-ball, 2-strike count on Figueroa. Here's the 1-2. Slider low outside. Good stop by Encarnacion. Going to have to be careful now. But Down East has just taken early leads and not surrendered them. And on the other side of things, the Woodpeckers have to contend with Brock Porter, the number three prospect, pitching prospect in the Rangers system. And he'll get to go to the mound tonight with a multi-run lead. Left on left, the 2-2. And a tapper foul over to the third first base on deck circle. And it's been that stuff right there, Colin, which has made Down East tricky in these first innings. And it bats first inning through ninth inning, quite frankly. They have fouled off a lot of two-strike pitches, and they have not gone down swinging 1-2-3. They've worked deep counts and forced these Fayetteville arms to labor. 2-2 on Figueroa. Second and third, 2-0 Down East, the pitch. And here's a slow roller, left side of the mound. Dombrowski over to field, and he can't pick up the ball cleanly. He bobbles it out of his glove, and another run will come home. Figueroa makes it to first. Home is Morabell and Mueller down to third base. Dombrowski has a couple times now had to come off the mound to the left side. That one I think he had a chance to make a play on, and he just had it slip out of the tip of the glove. We'll see how they officially score that one, but it may be an error.
Zach Wilkins, pitching coach, going to head out there. You can tell that Dombrowski's getting a little frustrated. A couple of bad breaks in the inning, the walk with two outs, and then another slow roller hit by Figueroa coming off the mound. Tried to backhand it and quickly shovel it on to first base. Figueroa can run pretty well, so he definitely had to hurry. And unfortunately for him, he just couldn't get it cleanly. It's strange, Chappie, because in the first homestand, the Woodpeckers didn't give up a single run in the first inning.
Yeah.
Things have completely changed in this series against Down East. It seems like they've all came in the first inning.
So first and third now, they're on the corners. Zach Wilkins, Fayetteville pitching coach, returns to the dugout. And Trey will now face the left-hander in Daniel Cueva. First pitch his way. Here's a fastball just outside.
You see Ian Fogo get loose now for the Woodpeckers as Dombrowski's pitch count in the inning continues to climb.
Big lead off of third from Mueller. Pitch is pulled foul off the facing of the Fayetteville dugout. It's a beautiful night for baseball. Forecast had scattered thunderstorms throughout the area, but right now we're 76 and mostly sunny. A slight breeze moving out towards left center field, towards the rocking porch. The 1-1 and a slider gets Cueva to swing to the outside. 1-2. It's one of those evenings where you didn't have Friday night plans. You peered out the window, you walked out front, and you said, I think we should go to a baseball game. Love it when you get weather like that. Galina shaded towards the middle. Dombrowski a couple times now has been a strike away from getting out of the dugout. Runner on the move to second. A swing and a miss. And a long inning for Trey Dombrowski comes to a close. Cueva strikes out. Dombrowski allows three runs. That previous play called a fielding error on Trey. So it'll be three runs, two earned. And we head to the bottom of the first inning. Brock Porter will have a three-run lead when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Bunker's Entrance is brought to you by Cumberland Tractor Kubota of Fayetteville. Visit their location at 1530 Middle River Loop, right here in Fayetteville, for our variety of services and Kubota equipment. I don't think I can hear you. Make some noise for Bunker! Fans, do you want free tacos? Well, here's your chance. If the Woodpeckers score six runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable at any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say, we want tacos with me on three. One, two, three. Off the bottom of the first innings for the Woodpeckers, the right fielder, number 15, Ryan Clifford. The dog always finds his way back home, and it's so
true. Just underway in downtown Fayetteville, and Ryan Clifford gets his first at bat of the night. He swings to the first one, chops it left side. Figueroa playing off of that third baseline. Fields throws to first, gets Clifford. And on one pitch, Brock Porter has his first out of the night. Brock Porter, the number five prospect in the Rangers system, number three pitching prospect behind Owen White and Jack Leiter. He enters tonight his fourth start of the season, no record, and a 3.38 ERA. 8 1/3 innings, he's given up 3 earned runs, 8 walks, 12 strikeouts. And his first pitch to Narbe Cruz is a 94-mile-per-hour fastball for a strike. The wind and pitch from Porter. Checks his swing on one up top. It missed, 1-1. Narbe Cruz playing at second base today, batting second in the Fayetteville lineup. Fouls it straight back. Zach Cole will follow Luis Encarnacion, who hit a home run yesterday as the cleanup man. John Garcia, fifth. He'll DH. Rolando Espinosa, sixth. And the bottom three, Ricardo Ballo, Jackson Lofton, and Leo Stanley Molina. Slider misses down and outside, and the count is 2-2. Porter working at a quick pace, and this ball is pushed out to second for Cam Colley. A two-handed pickup and a throw to first. A pair of ground outs start the inning for Fayetteville. Bring up Zach Cole, and let's go ahead and meet the rest of the Down East defense.
Yeah, they've played exceptionally defensively throughout the series. Brings them to a .976 fielding percentage, second in the Carolina League. As Zach Cole digs in, JoJo Blackman out in left field, Anthony Gutierrez, a center fielder, Ian Mueller, Yason Morabell is in right field.
Check swing from Cole. He went too far for strike one.
Glader Figueroa at third. Donyer Cueva at short. Cam Colley is at second.
A broken bat pop-up behind third. It's reeled in by Figueroa, and it's a very snappy 1-2-3 inning for Brock Porter on just eight pitches. So all down east out of the gates tonight. 3-0 Woodies as we go to the second inning on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Trey Dombrowski. Leading off the top of the second inning for the Wood Ducks, the left fielder, number 21, JoJo Blackman.
Bottom of the down east order begins the top of the second inning, Trey Dombrowski. Dombrowski about 5 minutes after he departed the mound is back up there, and here's a high pop fly that'll drop into the first base seats for strike one to JoJo Blackman. Trey to face eight batters and throw 29 pitches to get out of that first inning. It's 3-0 Wood Ducks. They got an RBI ground out, RBI single, and then an error that brought home three runs. Dombrowski against the lefty. Blackman fires. There's a fastball on the outside corner. Just missed. 1-1. Most runs that Dombrowski has given up in an inning so far this year. Slider moves to the outside. He had only given up three runs, in fact, over his first 13 innings of baseball this season. And down east gets him for three alone in the first inning. Here's the kick and the 2-1 pitch. A nice changeup, and it gets Blackman to cut over top. So it gets to 2-2. JoJo Blackman batting just .065 on the year. He only has two base hits in his first 31 at-bats. The break even. It's on the high outside corner for a ball 3-2. Slight shift on the infield, pulled to the left side, the right side, should say, against the lefty Blackman, the delivery. Payoff is called, strike three on the low outside corner.
This crowd in Fayetteville pumped up about the start that Dombrowski has in the second inning. It's always a confidence booster when you battle in a count. Make a great 3-2 pitch, outside corner. Blackman thought he had ball four, but Dombrowski, great spot. Picks up his third strikeout.
Blackman was unbuckling the gear, thought it was low and outside. Cam Colley, the new right-hander in. And the first pitch misses away, a little high as well with a changeup, 1-0. Colley checked his swing, accidentally made contact with the ball, but still came away with a dribbler single up that first baseline. Now he swings and hits one well out of the left center field. Espinoza sprinting over. It's by him and all the way into the carve-out in front of the 368-foot sign. Colley can burn. He's around second, sliding into third, and has a triple. So Cam Colley thinking three the entire way, split the gap in left center. The wall juts into a little triangle out there where it measures 368 feet, and Espinoza even scuffled with it a bit to dig it out of the padding. And for Cam Colley, he starts his night 2 for 2, a single and a triple. And Abby Ortiz comes up trying to add on to the 3-0 Wood Ducks lead. Infield will play shallow on the grass. Left on left, first pitch. He sticks the bat out, lofts it out into right center field. Cole sprinting over to his left. Clifford in the area. It's Cole making the catch as he gets to the track. Plenty deep enough to give Cam Colley the pass from third. A sac fly has made it 4-0.
It's really Cam Colley who's been a catalyst for this team offensively throughout the entire series. He had that swinging, that check swing. Imagine if it was hit a little bit harder. Trey ends up getting that first out of the inning. Big time different first inning potentially. And then he stings one into the gap here to set up the sac fly for Ortiz. Down East just playing with a lot of confidence all of a sudden.
Anthony Gutierrez is the new hitter. And he squares this one up on the ground, up the middle into center. We'll get all the way out there for Rolando Espinoza. And more hard contact coming. Anthony Gutierrez singles. And that is already the fifth hit tonight for the Down East offense. And it brings up cleanup man Tucker Mitchell. And the home plate umpire, Michael Corbett, pops out from behind the plate, and he indicated some sort of a look at me sign to Trey, and Trey clarifies what that is with Chris Jahnke, and we'll carry on. First pitch home to Mitchell. This is outside. Right side of the infield mostly vacated. Narbe Cruz is pulled over as far as he can go from second. Left side of the infield straight up. Mitchell today a RBI ground out towards second base in the first inning. Runner on the move to second. Pitches on the inside, and Espinoza can't get it out of the glove cleanly and uncork a throw. So it's a stolen base for Gutierrez.
A lot of speed over at first in Gutierrez. He got a great jump, and I think for Encarnacion, still getting a little bit used to playing that catcher spot. He's been excellent at first base, but behind the plate, bit of a learning curve.
Tucker Mitchell looks at a slider. Good one from Trey. Bends to the middle, knee high, and it's 1-2. Yeah, popping out of the crouch today is what's given Encarnacion the most trouble, just transferring quickly with the runners on the move. And Stoney sees that. They're sure to continue running. And the 1-2 pitch, runner on the move to third, a swing and a miss, that's strike three, and that'll do it for the inning. So Trey Dombrowski only faces five this time around, but gives up the triple and the sac fly, another run home for Down East. They lead 4-0, going to the bottom of the second, when Woodpeckers baseball continues in a moment.
Bam, out of the whole game. But I won't. Brock Porter. Washington and George. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the catcher, number 23, Luis Encarnacion.
Bottom of the second inning, and Luis Encarnacion leads it off. Right-hander Brock Porter brings home a first-pitch fastball, and it's called strike one. He enjoys an early 4-0 lead. Three in the first, one in the second. Winding pitch. And a high fastball at 95. Gets Encarnacion swinging and missing.
That's his bread and butter. He's got an excellent fastball. One of the best out of the entire high school pitching class of last year's draft.
Yeah, you said it, Colin. Top pitching prospect in the draft. Won three state titles in three seasons at St. Mary's Prep out in Orchard Lake, Michigan. And he was the Gatorade State Player of the Year in not only 2021, but also 2022. Missed outside with a slider. Here's his 2-2 pitch. And a fastball blitzes by the eyes of Encarnacion for strike three. Yeah, you're not kidding, Colin, as you watch that fastball graded 65 on the 70 scouting scale. It has life to it, and it pops out of the hand quickly.
A lot of folks were surprised to see him fall as far as he did to the fourth round, but still got quite the payday, a $3.7 million bonus in that fourth round, the highest ever.
Fastball inside on John Garcia at 95, and it'll start at 1-0. Up high again. It's kind of like the Ryan Clifford complex, where the Astros paid Clifford over $1 million to sign in the 11th round, and if you really want a guy out of high school and you can save a little money here and there, and the bonus pull, ouch, 94 mile per hour fastball to the middle of the back of Garcia. That one will leave a mark, and he's going up the first baseline. But just to close that thought, if you can save a little elsewhere in the draft, then you have the ability to sign big in the fourth round, and Brock Porter foregoing a Clemson commitment with that signing bonus and going professional.
Real juggling act that general managers have to manage when they're trying to balance whether they want to spend on a guy early or late. And there's a lot of budget balancing that goes into drafting a team.
Rolando Espinoza ready. And he gets off speed on the first one. Slider down and outside. It is 1-0. Porter working out of the set for the first time, and he delivers a fastball for a strike. It's 1-1. This is first base runner aboard, John Garcia. Fayetteville's been pretty aggressive on the bases this week. See if they test him. And here's the 1-1 pitch. It's high and outside. Now when you come across a guy with a fastball like Porter's that can sit in the mid-90s, gets to the plate as quick as it does, it's a gamble if you're going to try and run on him. That catcher can get the throw down quicker. And he pulls the string with a slider.
It's got a really quick delivery, too. It's not really a slide step, but he lifts that leg only probably about half as high as a lot of guys do from the stretch, and just still able to get so much power on that fastball.
Rolando Espinoza batting .231 over his first 12 games. He has five doubles. Spinning a pickoff throw over to first. They check up on Garcia. Rolando's five doubles are good for second on the team behind Narbe Cruz with his six. 4-0 down east. We're in the bottom of the second. One away. The pitch is an up and inside slider, and that's called strike three.
Crowd not a fan of that one. It started basically at the back hip of Espinoza, and according to plate umpire Mike Corbett, got the inside corner. There's that movement, though. It's not just a fastball for Porter. He's got some really dangerous off-speed as well.
And it'll bring it over to Ricardo Ballo, attacking the first one, and look out, chopping it over the railing of the Down East Wood Ducks dugout. Ballo added to the roster last week. He's batting .222.
Jackson Lofton, actually.
Okay, so Lofton had Ballo in this spot, but might have been a last second to change there. So Lofton batting here. I had Lofton as the 8 hitter and Paolo
so
as
did
the
I,
7
so.
Hitter. But perhaps there was a last second change. We'll adjust accordingly up here and tell you about Jackson Lofton, who takes a slider down and outside. Lofton, a 118 hitter on the year, still trying to find the swing, playing in his 13th game.
Called strike three.
And Lofton's rung up looking. So Fayetteville goes down with three strikeouts and a hit by a pitch in the second, and Downey's leads 4-0 going to the third.
Board, these two lucky fans are sitting in the coolest seats in the house. You've won a tumbler, courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. Hey, smile and show us those tumblers. On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Trey Dombrowski.
Yason Moribel leads off the top of the third inning. Trey Dombrowski back out to work. It's 4-0 down east. And now to take you through the play-by-play, let's send it over to Colin Casey.
Thank you, Andrew Chapman. Fastball from Dombrowski. It's on the outside corner to Moribel, who drove in the second run of the ball game, got out in front of a breaking ball with two strikes on Dombrowski and just yanked it into right field for the RBI single. Tried to do the same again, but this time caught way out in front. No balls, two strikes. This will be the 47th pitch of the outing for Dombrowski. Kept his pitch count down for the most part in the second, and he gets a check swing. And Moribel went around, strike three. So Trey with his fifth strikeout of the ball game, despite the four runs surrendered, two of them earned by our count, still has that strikeout pitch working pretty well. One up, one down in the third, and Ian Moeller digs into the box. Moeller drew a walk and was stranded at third base in the first inning. Dombrowski. It's the changeover. Trey from Wall Township, New Jersey. Swing and a foul straight back. Played his college ball at Monmouth University in the Garden State. That opportunity to play his entire childhood, high school, and up through college back home, and now he's down in North Carolina. Check swing again, and once more, Moeller went around. No appeal from home plate umpire Mike Corbett. That is three consecutive strikeouts for Trey Dombrowski going back to last inning. Two away.
Well, it's good to see him put the first couple innings behind him and go back out there in the third, treat it as a brand new inning, which he should. Mentally, that's what you got to do as a pitcher after a tough start, and Trey trying to establish himself now.
Called strike on Glader Figueroa. He reached on an error by Dombrowski. Little dribbler to the left of Trey. Couldn't pick it up cleanly. Pitch misses inside. One ball and one strike. Fayetteville unable to mount a comeback. This would be the lowest under 500 they'd be all season long. Never fell further than one game below that 500 mark this season. Foul straight back. Again, still right in the middle of things in the South Division. Three games back at the moment. And a lot of games upcoming against the three teams actually in front of them right now, Kannapolis, Myrtle Beach, and Columbia. A called strike three, and Trey Dombrowski has struck out the side in the third. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. He now has seven in just three innings. Fayetteville look to get the bats going for him in the bottom half of the third. 4-0 down east on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
See your name, make some noise to let us know where you're sitting. On the mound for the Wood Ducks. Brock Porter. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the first baseman, number 9, Ricardo.
Now Ricardo Ballo comes in to lead off this bottom of the third inning after a little bit of lineup confusion last inning. He takes a called strike one on the outside corner. Ballo over at first base facing Brock Porter, who has been dialed in this evening, and he's already ahead. Nothing and two in the count. Ballo 222, two hits and 9 at-bats so far, and a called strike three. Perfect pitch from Brock Porter. Inside corner with the slider. He has struck out 4 of his last 5 batters and is not allowed a hit through 2 1/3 innings pitched. One down.
Yeah, with a guy like him, you have to be looking for the fastball and then adjust breaking ball. That fastball just has too much life, too much velo on it. You look for anything else and it'll blow you away. That has to be the mindset, and then you adjust accordingly.
Leo's Danny Molina digs in, coming off a 2-hit night last night at half of Fayetteville's hits. And he is well out in front of the breaking ball from Porter. 209 on the season for Leo, has the one home run, has driven in 7. And we've got time called. Porter fired the pitch anyways, but it will not count. A 1-1. Slider just off the plate. Brock Porter, and just 19 years of age, turns 20 in June. 3-1 now on Molina. In Milford, Michigan. And Molina takes ball 4. Off speed in the dirt. One out base runner once again for the Woodpeckers. It was John Garcia last inning who reached on a hit by pitch, but Porter focused back in and struck out the next two batters to get out of the inning unscathed. We'll see what he can do here, though, against Ryan Clifford. A couple of high school draftees from last year that have shown incredible promise in the early going of their professional careers. Ball one to Clifford, who has reached base in 16 consecutive games to start his season. Grounded out his first time against Porter. There's that backdoor breaking ball, 1-1. Molina can run. He's held on at first by Abby Ortiz. Pretty small lead for now. And Clifford backs off of a slider in. Nice Friday night crowd here in downtown Fayetteville. Clifford only able to get a piece of that one. 2-2. So Woodpeckers wrap up this weekend series. 5:05 start tomorrow, and then 2:02 on Sunday. They will head out on the road for their only six-game series this year against Salem. Down and in, and now Porter in danger of issuing back-to-back walks. 3-1. Pardon me, full count. Here's the pitch. And a backdoor breaking ball again, and Clifford can't pull the trigger. 5 strikeouts for Brock Porter. All of them have been looking, and that's the second out of the third.
And, you know, he's getting a lot of them with the breaking ball. So much talk about the fastball, and that's his early count pitch. I think that's what he feels most comfortable throwing the strike and getting ahead in the count. But it's been the slider working off the edges that is getting a lot of these guys looking.
Arbe Cruz takes ball one up and away. Cruz, like Clifford, grounded out in what was an efficient first inning for Porter. Only had to throw 9 pitches. There's ball two, although Arbe was the one who made him throw about half of those pitches. He saw about 4 before he put one in play. And he barrels one up right at the shortstop, Cueva, and the inning is over. Kind of a microcosm as to how the offense has been this week for Fayetteville. Some hard contact, unfortunately, right at the Down East defense. We've played 3 from Segra Stadium. Down East 4, Fayetteville nothing on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Cheer team. Let's hear it for the TMSA Varsity Cheer Team.
On to the fourth here at Segra Stadium. Colin Casey alongside Andrew Chapman. Appreciate you spending your Friday evening with us here on MILB.TV, Bally Live, or FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. However you're tuned in, we appreciate you catching the action all season long, both at home and on the road. Donyer Cueva will face Trey Dombrowski for the second time. Trey has struck out each of the last 4 batters he has faced. Really starting to figure it out after a bit of a rocky start tonight. And he's ahead on Cueva, no balls, two strikes. Cueva trying to avoid striking out for the second time so far. And he lays off the chase pitch. Dombrowski still under 60 pitches, so an opportunity to get through this fourth inning and still call it a passable effort on the mound despite the early struggles. 1-2, misses just outside, not by a whole lot. Looked like that pitch has been a strike earlier in the ball game, but Mike Corbett says, no sir. Now the 2-2, that one chased, and a swing and a miss. Five straight strikeouts for Trey Dombrowski. He now has 8 on the night. Had 8 in his last outing. Now finds himself atop the team lead in strikeouts. Puts him at 26 on the season. And still room for more. JoJo Blackman, the batter, takes a fastball just above the letters. Blackman struck out looking in the second inning. First time he faced Dombrowski. It is also the first time he's played since the series opener, and he stings one out to left field. Espinosa turns around and watches that ball sail into the bullpen. Welcome back to the lineup, JoJo Blackman, a solo home run the opposite way, and Down East now leads 5-0.
One of those series where everybody for the Down East lineup getting involved now. You had the top of the order, middle of the order producing runs. JoJo Blackman's had a tough start to the season. That's just his third hit of the year, and his dugout was cheering for him. They were happy to see him put one over the fence, and I'm sure he's very happy to see one go as well. Big weight off the shoulders.
Just the second home run that Dombrowski's allowed this season. The first was to Brady House in his first outing in professional ball. Came in the 9th inning of that game that ended up being a 3-2 win for Fayetteville. Breaking ball outside corner. Start off Cam Colley, who's had a hot start to this game. A streak of 5 in a row set down via the K comes to a crashing end for Dombrowski. Looking to start a new one. He's got Colley down 0-2. 0-2 pitch. Outside, just off the plate. Dombrowski's able to collect a couple more strikeouts. He'll be just the second Woodpecker this season to hit double digits, joining Andrew Taylor, who did it last week on the road in Columbia. But Colley puts it in play and hits it well out to right field. Ryan Clifford back, and he makes the catch about 5 feet in front of the wall. So once again, Cam Colley barrels one up. This time, however, Clifford makes a nice catch in front of the Blue Ridge Power banner and right for out number 2. Abby Ortiz, the lefty, has had a couple of productive at-bats tonight. It's an ugly swing at the first pitch, however, and single in the first and a sack fly in the second for Abby. He has been very impressive in this series, had the first home run of the season. That was back in Wednesday's matchup. First inning home run off of Jose Fleury. Dombrowski waiting for the sign. He gets it, starts his wind. Yep, no, he didn't. We got time called by Encarnacion, making sure that both pitcher and catcher are on the same page. Now the 0-1 in the dirt. Woodpeckers facing a 4-game losing streak if they're unable to make the comeback today. They did win 6 in a row earlier in the year. Ortiz out to deep center. Zach Cole looking back, and it's out of here. Or is it? Yep. Umpire Chris Janke is signaling a home run, and Abby Ortiz has his second blast of the series, the second homer of the inning for Down East. He opened up a six-pack on Trey Dombrowski, 6-0.
Yeah, boy, he had that stretch of five Ks in a row, like you said, Colin, and then ended in a big way by the Blackman home run. And Abby Ortiz couldn't have put that ball in a more perfect spot, just to the right of where the fence doubles up in height, just to the right of the batter's eye, snuck it in towards the drink rails over there. Anything more to the left, and it's an extra base hit, not a home run.
That ball just kept carrying and carrying out to center. Anthony Gutierrez, the number 10 prospect, Texas Rangers system, takes a ball low. Gutierrez a single his last time up. 6 runs on 7 hits tonight for the Wood Ducks. I don't think there's an offense in the entire Carolina League that's as hot as them right now. Down in the dirt for a ball, 3-1. 8 runs in the first 2 games, 5 runs last night, already 6 in game 4 of the series, and not even at the halfway point. 3-1, hit on the ground up the middle. Dombrowski tries to kick it. It goes all the way to Cruz. His throw dug out by Below, and the inning comes to an end, but not before. A pair of solo home runs from JoJo Blackman and Abby Ortiz extends the Down East lead 6-0 after 3.5 from Segrum.
Hometown hero, First Lieutenant Taylor Sturtzula. Lieutenant Sturtzula was born in Joliet, Illinois, and graduated from West Illinois University with a degree in law enforcement and justice administration in 2021. Today, First Lieutenant Sturtzula serves in Charlie Battery in the 327 Artillery Regiment. Fans, let's hear it for First Lieutenant Sturtzula. Thank you for your service.
Stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Back on the mound for the Wood Ducks, Brock Porter. Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, number 6, Zach Cole.
Home half of inning number 4 from downtown Fayetteville. The Woodpeckers looking to rally from a 6-0 deficit. Zach Cole, 3-hitter, takes ball 1 as the heart of the order, 2 up for the Woodpeckers. Cole, pop out in his first AB. Does have a multi-hit game in this series. Brock Porter back on the mound. And that breaking ball still as effective as ever. Goes right over the plate. Some stretching going on in the Wood Ducks bullpen. Don't think there's anyone throwing just yet, as there's a called strike 2 for Porter. He's only thrown 8 innings coming into tonight over 3 games, so they've kind of limited him. And Cole steps out on that swing and comes up empty. That is strikeout number 7 for Porter. And he looks every bit the part of a number 5 prospect in the system. So one down for Luis Encarnacion. Went down looking in his first plate appearance. An average of 194 now for Encarnacion, but a home run and 4 runs driven in. And he sends one into the sky, left side of the infield. And after being called off by his third baseman, Cueva ducks out of the way. Figueroa makes the catch. Quick 2 outs for Porter. I feel like we've said that a lot throughout this ball game. He has just been lightning efficient. John Garcia. Hope to see a pitch to hit in this at-bat. He was on the receiving end of a hit-by-pitch in his first time to the plate, swinging a foul straight back. Pitch number 50 from Porter. This is down and away. Got a chance to talk with John before the game during batting practice, and I think I mentioned on the broadcast two nights ago, he is quite the athlete. You go down there on the field, and he looks every bit the part of a professional baseball player.
Yeah, he hit some shots at BP. I mean, he puts him on the berm consistently.
2-1 misses outside. We've seen a number of guys come through this team that have just sprayed him out in that bullpen or over the bullpen. A lot of raw power in that swing. Big reason why he's got a couple so far this year. This won't be another as he takes a breaking ball for strike two. Count now full. Thought he had ball four. And Porter. It's a wild swing from Garcia. Maybe stays alive. Fayetteville drops tonight's game. They will now fall to 500 at home. They're starting 6-1 in this ballpark. Outside ball four, and Garcia, for the second time, reaches base. Two out walk. Rolando Espinosa gets a chance.
I was surprised we even saw as big a swings as we did from John Garcia in that at bat. He got drilled with a 94 mile per hour fastball in between the shoulder blades in the second. And maybe he'll swell up, be a little sore after the game, but right now it doesn't seem to be affecting his swing.
Espinosa out in front of the breaking ball to start the at-bat. Rolando down looking his first time up. That average now at 225 on the year, but a 354 on base percentage. So he has been selective at the plate. And right on cue, he swings at one at the shoulders for strike two.
That is a tough spot to hit a baseball. Right above the strike zone, but that's Brock Porter territory.
Very few guys that made it to the big leagues, let alone in minor league baseball, that were able to hit anything high. Rolando Espinosa down looking for the second time tonight. Has a few parting words from Mike Corbett. The inning comes to an end. Another punch out. The eighth of the night for Brock Porter through four innings. He has shut down the Fayetteville bats. 6-0 down East. We'll be right back.
With Double Play Doug for Peckers in the Park.
Thank you, sir. I love Peckers in the Park. We get to know our friends and neighbors here. It's Friday Night Lights. We got cheerleaders. Reminds me of high school. So, what was the one item of clothing all the girls had to have at your high school?
Ooh, Abercrombie polos.
Abercrombie polos. So, it's date night in your high school. Where are you going for date night? What are you doing?
The lake at McKellar's Lodge.
Doing what?
Yeah, fishing.
Fishing. Okay. What were you driving in high school? What car were you driving?
1992.
A green 1996 Honda Accord.
Nothing better than a Honda Accord. Those things last forever. What was your girlfriend's name in high school?
Jordan.
What was her name? What was his girlfriend's name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca. Oh, I love reminiscing about high school. Everybody misses high school. Hey, Section 118, give me a go Peckers on three. One, two, three. That's right.
This Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 35, Ian Fargo.
To the fifth inning we go. 6-0 lead the Downeastwood Ducks over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. New arm on the mound for Fayetteville. It is right-hander Ian Fago. And now on the play-by-play, the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right. Thank you very much, Colin. Tucker Mitchell, Yason Morabel, and Ian Muller, middle of the order to face Fago. And the first pitch is a fastball down in the dirt for ball one. 6-0 is the score. It is the second largest lead Down East has had in this series. They beat Fayetteville 8-1 on Tuesday. Fayetteville's been held hitless over four innings. 7 hits so far for the Ducks. The pitch, another low fastball, is Ian Fogo a little amped up to start his outing. He comes in 0-2, 7.36 ERA. His fifth appearance out of the bullpen. Has a save and two opportunities. Right now just trying to keep the score level where it's at. Two-thirds innings of work this year. He's given up 3 earned runs, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts. And he misses low again. And Fogo kind of examining the mound and checking out the landing spot and trying to kick a little bit of dirt into the landing area where he would plant his foot. He's really examining that mound right now. There must be something out there that he's not liking. This is going to draw a trip from the manager, Ricky Rivera. Oh, and Jennifer Bardalis, the trainer's coming out now. But I don't know if this is injury-related. Fogo seems to be more... Oh, no, now he's showing that he tweaked his left ankle. He's kind of showing his manager, Ricky Rivera, that he might have rolled it. And Jennifer Bardalis is going to examine that ankle.
That can happen. Every once in a while, you just plant that leg the wrong way and ends up leading to some discomfort. Hopefully nothing too serious, but might explain why his command was all over the place, especially on that last pitch.
Yeah, well, you see this sometimes with mounds, no matter where you are, but you have a layer of conditioner, and then under that loose dirt is actual clay.
Yep.
And sometimes if that clay is packed in, it's easy to catch a metal spike on and have that spike kind of dig in and stay there on you. And Ian's still feeling out that left ankle. Trey Dombrowski's line tonight is he has done 4 innings, 7 hits. He gave up 6 runs, 5 of them were earned. A walk and 8 strikeouts tonight for Trey. On the hook for what would be his first loss of the season if Fayetteville can't come back to even this game. 75 pitches, 49 strikes. He was pretty accurate, as he usually is. Those 8 strikeouts tie a season high, what he did in Columbia last week. Back to Fago and the mound situation. He's kind of hanging around now, and the manager and the trainer have disappeared, and now the manager, Carlos Maldonado for Down East, has come over from the third base box, and he wants an explanation from Michael Corbett, I think, as to why we're not getting back to playing baseball. Oh, and now the field crew's coming out. So now Eli Laney, Alpha Jones, who do a great job manicuring Segra Stadium out here, they're sprinting out from the right field gate, and I think they're going to address some of the clay buildup around the landing spot.
Eli's got something in his hand. I think, I don't know if that's just his keys or whatnot, but maybe there's a tool that they're using to try to loosen up some of that dirt. Now Eli's taking off for right field again.
Yeah, and Eli's going to go and grab a tool. Alpha, I think, is going to go and grab a tool himself. And that will work on the mound situation as we await the resumption of our game. We'll go ahead and step aside as the mound is fixed and we await a return to baseball. So back in a moment on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
One hop this time. One hop this time. Right foot, 2 stumps. Left foot, 2 stumps. Slide to the left.
Slide to the right. Crisscross. Crisscross. Cha-cha real smooth. Let's go to work. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. Two hops this time. Two hops this time. Right foot, two stumps. Left foot, two stumps. Hands on your knees. Hands on your knees. Get funky with it. Oh, yeah. Come on. Cha-cha now, y'all. Turn it out. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. Five hops this time. Right foot, left stump. Left foot, left stump. Right foot again. Left foot again. Right foot, left stump. Left foot, left stump. Freeze! Everybody clap your hands. Come on, y'all. Check it out, y'all. How low can you go? Can you go down low? All the way to the floor? How low can you go? Can you bring it to the top? Like it never, never stop? Can you bring it to the top? One hop! Right foot now.
Now watch me, nae-nae.
Okay.
Now watch me whip. Watch me, nae-nae.
Why me do it?
Now watch me whip.
Kill it.
Watch me, nae-nae.
Okay.
Now watch me whip. Watch me, nae-nae.
Can you do it?
Now watch me. Ooh, watch me. Watch me. Ooh, watch me. Watch me. Ooh, watch me. Watch me. Ooh,
okay.
Stank. Now break your legs.
Break 'em.
Break your legs.
Break the
knob. Tell 'em break your legs.
Break 'em.
Break your legs.
Break the knob.
And break your legs.
Break 'em.
Break your legs.
Break the knob.
And break your legs.
Break 'em.
Break your legs.
Break the knob.
Now I me bop,
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 bop, bop,
bop,
bop, bop,
bop,
bop,
bop, bop,
bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop.
Back with you inside of Segra Stadium. We are playing the top of the fifth inning. Down East leading 5-0, and a delay as we had to have a little groundskeeping to the mound. There was an issue with the landing spot for Ian Fago. He got his left spike stuck in some clay, I believe, and slightly rolled his ankles. So he brought out the umpires, manager, field staff to smooth out that landing spot. And after a couple of warm-up tosses, looks like he is given the thumbs up, and we can carry on. Tucker Mitchell saw three straight fastballs below the zone before we had the stoppage. And he's in a three-ball, no-strike count. They wait for the machinery, the Gator vehicle, to get out of the warning track, and it's clear, so we can carry on. Pitch from Fago is a fastball called a strike. Good one to Tucker Mitchell at 95. Mentioned Trey Dombrowski tying a season high with 8 strikeouts today, but he gave up 6 runs, 5 earned over his 4 innings. Fago delivers the 3-1 to Mitchell, and he swings and hits a high fly out to the opposite field. Clifford back on it, base of the wall, leaping up, and it is gone. Tucker Mitchell sends one out of here. The third home run tonight for the Wood Ducks. And it is 7-0 on Mitchell's first home run of the year.
You look over at that Down East dugout, and they're just having a blast, as they have been all week. When you hit the way that they have in this series, no reason not to be fired up. And another opposite field home run. They've been hitting the ball with power all over the place. A great, great swing there, and just able to get it over the leap of Clifford and over the yellow line out in right field.
Fago focuses on the new hitter, Yason Morbell, and puts a first pitch. First pitch strike in there. Here's the 0-1. And a slider falls in. Strike two. Well, you know, Velo going out. Velo coming in. Velo going out, as they say. And Tucker Mitchell, I don't even think he got full barrel on that ball. Was a little late getting to it. That's the opposite field contact. But he caught up to about 95. And here's a ground ball left side. Lofted off of the line fields. And a long throw is in time to get the first out. Yason Morabel is set down. He goes to 1-for-3. And Fago records his first out. Ian Muller will step in.
And had that home run had about a foot and a half less on it, Ryan Clifford might have had a chance of bringing that one back. We didn't see anyone take one back last year in this ballpark, if I remember correctly. So it's been a while since we've seen a circus catch over the wall.
Muller takes the first pitch fastball, and it's strike one. Muller has not been involved in the offense yet today. Walk and a strikeout. He's 0-for-1. Fago, kick and pitch. High slider. And it's a 1-ball-and-1-strike count. The 7 runs now coming on 8 down east hits. Half of their hits have gone for extra bases, a triple and 3 home runs. The 1-1 down and inside. Look out. It skipped and got a piece of Encarnacion and maybe Michael Corbett. So it's 2-1 on Muller. Ian Muller came in to today's game batting 220. With a home run and 3 driven in. Pitch. Late swinging at a fastball, and that'll get it to 2-2. And that one's down in the dirt. It'll fill up the count. Muller this week in Fayetteville only has the one base hit so far. He's gone a combined 1-for-11, but the one hit is the home run. It's a full count, bases empty, one away, top 5. And Fago's pitch is a fastball that strikes out Muller swinging. 9th strikeout of the night already for the Fayetteville pitching staff. They certainly have that working tonight. For Fago, it's his first. Second for Muller. And Glader Figueroa is the lefty that steps in. He's reached on an error and also struck out. Points that front right toe towards his back foot. And a first pitch slider slips away from Fago, misses up and outside.
Strikeouts really haven't been much of an issue. Right now, top the league as a team in strikeouts. They hit the 200 mark.
1-ball, no strike pitch is called a strike. A fastball in the down outside corner.
It's been one of those weeks. Sometimes it's been the command that's been off, and on a night like tonight, there's too many fastballs finding the plate.
Lofton off the line at third. He's towards short. Molina up the middle, and a fastball from Fago is fouled into the screen, 1-2. Only inning tonight when Down East has gone down in order was the third. That was when Trey Dombrowski struck out 3 straight Wood Ducks. They've sent at least 4 men to the plate, though, and 4-5. Fago at the chest, throws the 1-2. A high slider missed. 2 balls and 2 strikes. This week in the series, Figueroa is now 1-for-7. His only base hit is a single. The 2-2. Fastball struck him out looking on the outside corner. Ian Fago goes back-to-back with strikeouts after he gives up the leadoff home run to Tucker Mitchell. But Down East has added on. It's now 7-0 halfway home on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
First pitch missed outside the zone to Jackson Lofton, and he swings through the second. It's 1-1 against new Down East right-hander Matt Broski. He takes over behind Brock Porter, who went four hitless innings tonight and struck out seven Woodpeckers. A ground ball pulled towards third, and it'll get foul. 1-2 on Jackson Lofton. 7-0. Down East leads big tonight. Ties their largest lead of this series from when they won 8-1 on Tuesday. And win tonight, and they'll have taken the first four and handed Fayetteville a series loss out here on the road before we hit Saturday. Here's the wind kick and the 1-2. A fastball gets Lofton looking. So more velo for the Woodpeckers to deal with in the fifth as they take on Broski. That fastball was at 96 on the stadium gun. Right around the same velo that Brock Porter was pumping in there. Broski 1-1. His fourth appearance out of the bullpen carries a 3.00 ERA. Line drive out to left, and it's down. Ricardo Ballo puts an end to an early Down East no-hit bid with a liner the opposite way. First base hit of the night. It's just the fourth base runner that the Woodpeckers have put on first. And it'll bring up Leo Molina, who has reached with a walk today. First pitch from Broski. And it's a fastball down and away.
It was nice opposite field hitting there from Ricardo. Just hard fastball, go the other way with it. Dropped it out in left field just in front of Blackman.
Slider low and outside. Leo Molina trying to up the season average. He's at 209 with a home run. And he swings early on a slider. One ball and two strikes. Fayetteville has not put a base runner on second base yet in this one. Kick in the 1-2. Molina spoils it off to keep it where it is.
Broski being an eighth-round draft pick in last year. Seen a lot of similarities between Houston's approach to the draft this past year as well as the Rangers. A lot of pitchers.
One ball, two-strike pitch. Strikes out Molina swinging. Got beat on a lone-away slider. Second strikeout for Matt coming out of the bullpen, and now it's Ryan Clifford. Broski with 14 strikeouts coming in tonight. He now has 16 strikeouts and just two walks given up. Quite the ratio. Here's lefty Brian Clifford trying to get aboard for the first time in his third plate appearance. And he swings and misses at a high fastball. 0-1. Clifford is grounded out to third, and he's also struck out looking. Both times against Brock Porter, the starter. Here's the pitch. And it's down and in. Talked to Ryan Clifford today and asked him about what's the biggest difference between Team USA baseball, high-level high school baseball, which he played, and the pro level now. And he said primarily the command that pitchers have. Changeup is underneath the zone. And he said, I've really been hitting against velocity since I was 14, 15 years old, going against some of the hardest-throwing teenagers on the East Coast and beyond. But now they can throw strikes. A check swing, and That hit Clifford's barrel. A fastball running in on him. It didn't want it, but he'll be awarded a strike, and it's 2-2. But being able to spin that breaking ball and know where it's landing, that's the biggest challenge Clifford has faced, but he's still excelling. High fastball, and that'll get it to full. 3-2.
That's a big reason why right here. Gets himself into favorable counts, increases the likelihood that he'll get a pitch to hit.
Figueroa off the line at third, infield to the pull side of the lefty, Clifford. Payoff pitch with a runner on the move, and Clifford chases a changeup down and away. Strike three swinging. The inning is over. Matt Broski comes on out of the bullpen and strikes out three Woodpeckers. That's 10 on the nine now for Fayetteville. And we go to the sixth with Down East leading 7-0.
This Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 21, Nolan DeVos. Leading off the top of the sixth inning for the Wood Ducks, the shortstop, number 5, Danier Cueva.
Nolan DeVos climbs to the top of the mound as he takes over for Fayetteville in the top of the sixth. Danier Cueva squaring to bunt on the first pitch, pulls back, it's a called strike, and he'll start 0-1. DeVos takes over behind Ian Fogo, who gave up the solo home run to Tucker Mitchell but struck out two thereafter. He gives up the one earned run over one inning. No walks for him, and Nolan DeVos is trying to keep the game where it's at. 7-0 Down East. They've scored tonight in 4 of 5 innings. And a pair of multi-run innings mixed in. The pitch is called, no, just outside for ball 2-1. Cueva has struck out both times. He did not face Fogo. Both times went down against Dombrowski. Both pitching staffs have struck out 10 over the first 5 innings. Pitch swinging a foul back into the screen. And it's 2-2 on Danier Cueva. Cueva, a guy who signed for over $1 million out of Venezuela. $1,025,000 signing bonus, and started his pro career in 2021 in the DSL as a 17-year-old. Cueva chops this out to second base, and Cruz waits for it on two skips. Fields at the chest, throws to first, and there's one gone.
Those international guys, it's kind of how it goes when you put a lot of investment into one of those guys. You start to see him creep into the top 30 for Cueva. So I think at 29 coming into tonight. On the other side for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, Jose Fleury, another international guy that's popped up into the top 30. saw last year for the Woodpeckers, Miguel Ulloa, who wasn't ranked at all of a sudden now looking like one of the top pitching prospects in the entire system. So these guys kind of catch you by surprise whenever you start looking at some of the top talent throughout the system.
First pitch to JoJo Blackman missed off of the plate. It's 1-0. He squared to bunt and pulled back on that one. Drove one to the opposite field over the wall into the bullpen back in the fourth for his first home run of the year. And a fastball misses downstairs. 2-0. The numbers on Nolan DeVos, the fifth rounder out of Davidson a season ago. He comes in with no record and a 4.22 ERA. Puts a fastball by the swing of Blackman. It's 2-1. Second relief appearance, fourth outing on the year, 10 2/3 innings. He's given up 7 walks, 18 strikeouts, a good ratio there, a good rate there per inning, should say, and 5 earned runs, 9 hits allowed. Infield to the pull side of lefty Blackman, pitch is low. Down to the dirt, gets it to 3-1. JoJo Blackman has some power. He has good exit velocity. That's one of the things that really stood out to Rangers scouts when they signed him out of high school. He hit exit velos of 111 miles an hour in some games. 3-1. A fastball centers up the zone, and wow, that was a pretty good looking pitch, and it'll go down as ball four.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that one missed either. Frustrating one on the mound for DeVos. Mike Corbett certainly hearing it from this crowd.
So Blackman to first. He's got some good speed, a former wide receiver in high school, so he might be off and running here. Cam Colley is into the zone, and he takes an outside corner fastball. Strike one. Colley has hit the ball well in all three plate appearances. Takes it low on a changeup, 1-1. A single in the first, triple in the second. It's his second multi-hit game this week in Fayetteville, and he's also flied out to the right field warning track, almost grabbed the home run. And things would have gotten awful interesting. The 1-1 pitch. And he scoots out of the way of a 95-mile-per-hour fastball.
Yeah, the life on Nolan's fastball so far looking really good. Ran a little bit too far in there, though, on a Colley.
Cruise towards the middle from second. Colley takes the pitch. It's a fastball in the outside corner. Good one from DeVos, and it's 2-2. We last saw Nolan pitch in Columbia. He got the start back on Friday night. The pitch. Got him swinging. High fastball. Cam Colley down for the first time on strikes tonight. That's the 11th strikeout for the Fayetteville pitching staff. Two away in the sixth inning. Abby Ortiz, who homered in his last at bat, steps into the left side.
Even on the off nights for the Woodpeckers pitching staff, they just always seem to have that punch out available.
The one constant. Fastball misses outside. Ortiz has been heavily involved, contributed to a 3 of the 7 runs. He has singled and scored a run, driven in a run with a sac fly, and homered. He was driven in two, scored two. Now 1-1 on Ortiz. Kick and pitch. And a breaking ball is tipped foul back of home. So DeVos gets it to 1-2, trying to put up just the second scoreless inning for a Fayetteville pitcher tonight. Last was the third when Trey Dombrowski struck out the side in order. 7-0 down east. Woodpeckers with just one hit on the day will have Cruz, Cole, and Encarnacion in the home half. And time is called. We'll start to peek around the Carolina League scoreboard a little bit come the bottom of the sixth inning as well, so stay tuned for that. DeVos, belt tie set, 1-2 pitch. Is a fastball, gets him looking. Right down Hay Street for strike three. Abby Ortiz down. Nolan DeVos punches out a couple in a scoreless sixth inning. And our 7-0 ball game goes to the bottom of the sixth when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
These dinos are going to be sore after this T-Rexcellent race.
Oh, yes. That's where are you going? Where are you going? That's good right there. Hey, think of me as Chris Pratt from Jurassic World. I'm the dino wrangler. All right, these T-Rexes are both female. I promise. We checked. That's Wilma Flintstone. This is Betty Rubble. Betty Rubble's a little older. Her skin's sagging a little bit, but don't worry about it. All right, so pick your winner right now. You ready, ladies? In 3, 2, 1, go! Oh, even though she's older and sagging. Oh, my goodness. Wilma! That's your T-Rex race. Hey, Segra Stadium, give me a go, Packers on 3, 1, 2, 3. That's right.
Que esperaba Miguel y me pusieron barrera y yo la vencí.
Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers, the second baseman.
Narve Cruz returns, Matt Broski returns to face Narve Cruz. And we begin the bottom of the sixth inning with a foul ball along the third baseline, and it'll be 0-1. Fayetteville trailing 7-0 to Down East, being out hit 8-1. Cruz taps one off his leg at the plate. Broski came on and struck out 3 in the fifth. Only gave up a single to Ricardo Ballo, but that ended an early no-hit bid. Here's the 1-2, or the 0-2, that is, and a pop-up along the first baseline. It's behind the bag for Abby Ortiz, drifting over, straddling that line, and making the catch for out number one. So Narve Cruz will go to 0-3. It brings up the lefty, Zach Cole. Well, around the league tonight, series continue in the Fredericksburg Nationals. They trail Lynchburg on the road 8-5. Fred Nass in danger of falling to 6-13, which is the league's worst record. Zach Cole ready, and he watches the first pitch fastball in there for strike one. Myrtle Beach is thumping Charleston pretty good, 7-2. That game's in the top of the sixth. Charleston, the back-to-back champs, out to a slow start. They're in danger of falling to 6-13. Cole looked at strike two, and he's down to the count quickly. Slight shift on the infield to his pull side towards right field. The pitch home, and he swings and misses. A fastball, and Zach Cole down on 3 pitches. 2 quick outs. 11th strikeout tonight for the Fayetteville offense. They're tied in Columbia. The Fireflies hosting the Augusta Green Jackets. 2-2, top of the fourth. Annapolis and Carolina have entered a delay. Here's a ground ball pulled out towards shortstop. Moving to his left, Cueva. Gloves with one hand. Throw to first is at the shoulders of Ortiz. And it is a very quick 1-2-3 sixth inning. Broski off the mound. He's tossed 2 scoreless from the bullpen. We go to the seventh with the Woodpeckers trailing 7-0 on this Friday night in downtown Fayetteville.
Now expanded to cover the Carolinas. For all of your civil legal needs, Hutchins Law Firm can help. As a dedicated partner of the Woodpeckers over the last 5 years, Hutchins and the Woodpeckers would like to recognize the Hutchins Law Firm high performance season ticket holder of the game, Mr. Joe Ray Roy.
Whatever you need in a time of the day. I'm not
Off the top of the seventh inning for the Wood Ducks, the center fielder, number 13, Anthony Gutierrez.
Back for the top of the seventh inning, Anthony Gutierrez steps into the right side and faces Nolan DeVos. This seven-nothing game carries into the seventh inning. First pitch is strike, and now to work you through the action, let's send it back to Colin.
A lot of sevens in there this inning. Yeah. Seven certainly not the lucky number, though, for the Woodpeckers this week as they're staring at their fourth straight loss to the Down East Wood Ducks. Anthony Gutierrez takes one outside, 1-1. And this is a long road trip for the Down East Wood Ducks. They got six here, and then they're making the long trip up to Fredericksburg, Virginia to play six against the Frednats. Ball misses down and away, but then they're home for 12 in a row, which includes a six-game series against Fayetteville. It's the back half of that 12-game stretch. They'll play the Delmarva Shorebirds for six prior to that. DeVos pumps a fastball by Gutierrez. Still a lively crowd, though, on this Friday night. Got fireworks after the game. Yep. Busy weekend here in downtown Fayetteville. Gutierrez watches strike three. Nolan DeVos picks up another strikeout. That is three straight ever since that one-out walk he issued last inning. That's out number one. So here is Tucker Mitchell. He has really been the catalyst, along with Cam Colley, offensively all season for the Ducks. 429 the average currently for Mitchell. Foul tips the pitch from DeVos. Nolan trying to recapture that magic he had in his first outing of the season, where he went four scoreless innings, striking out nine, not surrendering a single hit against the Fredericksburg Nationals. 1-1. Since then, over 6 2/3 prior to tonight, he'd given up five earned runs. Five walks, nine strikeouts. Sails a fastball up and away. Mitchell with a ground out that led to a run to open the scoring back in the first inning, along with the solo home run. Dodges a fastball, 3-1. And he'll get the signs once again. Working exclusively from the stretch. 3-1 misses up and in. And DeVos issues his second walk of the ball game. Mitchell down to first. At the major league level, it's a World Series rematch between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Houston Astros. We're finally back at Minute Maid Park after a long road trip. Philadelphia and Houston tied at one in the top of the third inning. Framber Valdez on the mound for the Astros as DeVos gets a fastball past Yason Morabell. Valdez actually just got out of that third inning, so strong start for him. Fouled off by Morabell. DeVos comes set, looking for another punch out. But Morabell stays alive. Jeremy Pena's solo home run in the first inning is fifth of the year. An average for Pena starting to slowly creep up, now 248. He was well below the Mendoza line for a while to start the year, but World Series MVP starting to heat up down in Houston. Sent out to center field, Zach Cole backs up, makes the catch, and it's out number two. So two down, Ian Moeller will bat. Been relatively quiet tonight for Moeller, as Chappie alluded to earlier. Just the one hit in the series left the yard against Andrew Taylor back in the series opener. Since then, he's been held hitless, and tonight 0 for 2 with a walk and two punch-outs. Moeller takes a fastball right there, 0-1. Decent lead off of first for Mitchell, but hasn't made a move yet. And Moeller now out in front. No balls, two strikes. Two-strike pitch. Gets away from Encarnacion. Fields it quickly, but already up to second is Mitchell. So runner in scoring position now with a 1-2 count on Moeller and two outs. It'll be a wild pitch on DeVos. He looks over at second, now peers in, and tries to blow a fastball past Moeller, who sends it straight back. Sugarland Space Cowboys just about to begin out in Reno, Nevada. And they're looking to bounce back as they suffered a colossal defeat yesterday. 24-2, Reno picking up the victory. Sugarland just 8-15 to start the year. A swing and a miss. And Ian Moeller down on strike. Strikeout number four for Nolan DeVos, who strands a runner at second base as we head to the seventh inning stretch at Segra Stadium. Downey is still ahead by a touchdown, 7-0 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
For the fireworks show, you'll be able to throw your numbered tennis ball onto the field to try and win a variety of prizes. Launcher balls can be purchased at the guest services table directly inside the main gates. Balls are one for $1 or six for $5. Buy your launcher balls now. All right, fans, it's time for the seventh inning stretch. Get on your feet and help us sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Now sing it loud. Sing a little louder. So it's root. Packers. Sing it loud. At the old. Atta boy, Packers, atta boy.
John Garcia, the only Fayetteville Woodpecker to reach base in multiple plate appearances tonight, will dig in against Matt Broski, who's been lights out of the bullpen. Just the lone single surrendered by Broski tonight. And he gets a fastball over for strike one. Broski attended Youngstown State, the Ohio native, 23 years old, taken 229th overall in the eighth round by the Texas Rangers. Swing and a foul tip, 0-2 on Garcia. A bunker firing up the crowd out on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers dugout. Everyone's still having a good time despite the score. 0-2. Broski can't peel a curveball into the zone. The 1-2. Garcia gets a piece, and catcher Moeller couldn't squeeze it. Shakes his hand a little bit after. Broski also previously attended Ohio University. He's hit on the ground by Garcia just inside the third base bag. Throw across by Figueroa. Beats Garcia there. A good battle by John Plate, but it ends up being a 5-3 ground out. Again, the bottom of the seventh. Rolando Espinosa to get off the schneid. A couple of strikeouts looking to begin his night. And Espinosa watches a fastball right down the middle. Pitch number 31 for Broski. And it dives on out of the zone. Youngstown State has seen 11 major leaguers. Espinosa puts a drive into one out to right field. That ball will sail off the wall. And Espinosa will cruise into second. He slides in with a double. Needed another yard or so to get Fayetteville their first run of the night, but I'm sure the Woodpeckers will take it, a one-out double.
Yeah, loud contact in one of the first real loud swings that we've seen in this game. Espinosa finally catching up to one, putting a barrel on a baseball, and maybe something to wake up this lineup a bit. They just got to try and link a couple hits together.
Jackson Lofton hits one on the ground, foul. He, like Espinosa, struck out in each of his first two trips. The 0-1. That's down and away. Espinosa, we've talked about the doubles he had. He led the team in doubles for much of the first week of the season. Arbe Cruz since taking over in that regard, but now Espinosa picking up his sixth double, so he's pulled even. Check swing, and it glances off of Lofton's bat for strike two. Just the second hit of the night for Fayetteville. The other was a single from Ricardo Below. In the fifth inning, his lone hit of the ball game. He's on deck. Lofton staying alive. And no runs on two hits and one error committed by Trey Dombrowski back in the first inning for Fayetteville. They have left four on. Broski comes set and delivers the 1-2. Dives below the knees. Espinosa can run, although in a 7-0 ball game with him already in scoring position, don't know if he'll try to take an extra 90 feet at this juncture. Popped up towards foul territory. Broski, a long run, and it makes it over the netting, and a nice play barehanded by one of the fans in row four. down in section 116.
You ever want to feel like a celebrity for all of about 10 seconds? You do that right there.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be you.
Very gratifying moment. Check swing, Lofton, did he go? The appeal, and Chris Jahnke says he held up. It's a full count. Three and two. Lofton trying to give this crowd something to cheer for. And he swings and misses. That is out number two. Third time Lofton has gone down on strikes. It'll be up to Ricardo below. Trying to keep hope alive for Fayetteville getting on the board in the seventh. Strikeout and a single for Ricardo. And here he tags one out to right center field. This will get down and bring home the opening salvo for Fayetteville. Espinosa comes in to score. An RBI double for Ricardo Ballo. It is 7-1.
Well, he must have been looking for a first pitch fastball because he got it. Timed it up perfectly at the top of the zone, and the second barrel that the Woodpeckers have found. Espinosa and now Ballo, and sometimes that hitting can be contagious. They're bottom of the order, helping give Fayetteville some life late.
Multi-hit game for Ballo. And now Leo Sandy Molina will try to make it another extra base hit. Take strike one. Leo will walk in a strikeout so far. Coming off two hits the night before. Ballo's had himself a pretty strong homestand. Molina out to left field, tracking back. Blackman can't get there, it goes to the fence. Molina up to second base as Ballo scores the third double of the inning for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Segura catching some life, so are the Woodpeckers' bats. It's 7-2.
Yeah, none of these have been cheapies, Colin. They have all been shots, gappers. And second time around, some of these guys are seeing Broski, and they're not missing the baseball right now. These are the type of hits that we were thinking we might see fall yesterday when the Woodpeckers started hitting some line drives in game two of the series. Now they're back to that hard contact and meeting on the mound. This game feels like it's been so Wood Ducks for seven innings, but this Fayetteville team's put together some late innings. They've excelled in the seventh and the eighth at the start of the season. See if they can work some of that magic again tonight.
And Broski tossed a ball away in disgust as that mound visit started towards the Woodpeckers dugout. I think he just wanted a new baseball, but in steps Ryan Clifford. He's no stranger to extra bases this season. Has not reached base tonight, however, so that's 16-game on-base streak and a bit of jeopardy. And he's got Molina at second. And Clifford takes a fastball called strike. Ground out and two punch-outs for the 11th rounder from last year's draft out of Raleigh, North Carolina. Broski with the pitch. Dips below the zone. Not a huge lead for Molina off second. And Clifford was aiming for Healy's with that swing, but he can only foul it straight back. Woodpeckers 0-7 this year when trailing after seven innings. 0-9 when trailing after six. 1-2, and Clifford lines that ball to the gap, and that will go to the wall. Blackman runs it down. Clifford heading into second base. The fourth double of the inning brings home another run. And Fayetteville continues to climb back. It is now 7-3.
Wow, what a run right now for Fayetteville. Don't think we've seen that this season. Four doubles in a single inning, three in a row, all coming with two outs. Man, putting together your best swings late in this game, and you do it run by run. This is how you come back from a seven-run deficit. You can't get it all in one swing, but everybody doing their part.
Marbe Cruz, the man who came into tonight leading the team in doubles. He bats. Got company now with Espinosa at six. Just trying to keep the line moving in this eventful seventh inning. Arbe takes strike two. There's a right-hander getting loose for Down East. Broski trying to get out of the jam. And he does. Slider down and away, gets Cruz to chase, and the inning comes to a close, but not before. Fayetteville Woodpeckers double four times. They bring home three runs, and we've all of a sudden got ourselves a bit of a ball game after seven innings from Segra Stadium. Down East 7, Fayetteville 3 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Packers, Nolan Duvall. Leading off the top of the eighth inning for the Wood Ducks, the third baseman, number 8, Glader Figueredo.
Glader Figueredo will bat to begin the eighth inning. Bottom third due up for Down East. Nolan DeVos back on the mound. All of a sudden, a four-run ball game here at Segra Stadium. To take us through the conclusion, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thank you, Colin. This game seemed out of reach, but four doubles, three in a row that drove in extra bases has changed the dynamic a little bit. Here's a skipper off of the mound, puts itself over second base. Molina fields behind the back, throws to first, gets the out. So Figueroa rolls out, and you see what good pitching can do for you, especially when that offense starts to click and those base hits start to fall. Ian Fago did give up the home run, but he retired three in a row right thereafter, and Nolan DeVos has been fantastic. Two and a third scoreless. He hasn't given up a hit to this stage. His four strikeouts, the two walks have been his only base runners, and he's just been keeping it steady while the offense has finally put some swings on the ball. It's 1-0 on Cueva, and here's the 1-0 pitch. He scoots out of the way of an inside fastball, and it's 2-0. Cueva struck out twice and also grounded out to second base. And here's the pitch, down and away. So DeVos falls behind 3-0. Base is clear, one away. Slight shift on the infield. The pitch coming in. It's a changeup for a strike. 3-1. We're working our way around the Carolina League scoreboard. Augusta and Columbia have gone final. That was game one. They're playing a doubleheader today. 5-1, they won the first. 3-3, tied in the second. The pitch is downstairs and a walk. Third issued by DeVos. Daniel Cuevas on for a first time. And to bring up the bottom of the order in JoJo Blackman.
Blackman probably still trying to catch his breath after that last inning. Had a couple of balls in that left center field gap that he had to run down.
And he circled the bases today. First home run of the year coming in the fourth. High fastball. Starts him out 1-0. Blackman's also reached on a walk. He's 1-for-2. At 20 years old, still very raw and still learning the game of baseball after being a great high school football player. Kind of had divided attention between baseball and football while he was playing out at Escambia High School in Pensacola, Florida on the panhandle. Two balls and no strikes. Leo Molina shifted towards the middle of the diamond, ready to turn a double play. Pitch is a fastball strike on the high outside corner. Blackman did play baseball in high school. He batted 419 as a senior, but also as a wide receiver during his varsity football career. He had 21 total touchdowns. Changeup down and outside. He was just short of a 2,000-yard receiver, just over 1,800 yards. And now finally, being a pro baseball player, he focuses every day on just this sport. This will be the 50th pitch for DeVos coming up. Here it is. And Blackman swings, pops this up over the third base dugout, and onto the concourse for a foul ball. DeVos at the belt, runner going to second. Pitch comes in, it's a chopper to second base. Backpedaling on it, Cruz. Fields in the shallow outfield grass, throws to first, and gets the out. Might have had a chance at a double play, but Daniel Cueva breaking on the pitch ended any hope of that. And Blackman retired. He goes to 1-for-3 on the evening. Back to the top of the order. Now a fifth time through, we see Cam Colley step in.
After strong start for Colley. He's been retired in each of his last two at-bats, but he has stung the ball quite a bit throughout this entire series.
We go from one great high school football wide receiver to another in Cam Colley. And a fastball is at the knees, strike one. Cam Colley was an all-state wide receiver at Berbers Hill High School. And gave up football his senior year of high school to focus solely on baseball. A look down to second base, the 0-1, and it's very high. Changeup slipped from DeVos, and it'll go to 1-1. One pitch, foul tipped, and off the gear of Encarnacion. You know, Cameron had a good baseball influence in his family, kind of guiding him along as he gave up football, but his dad, Chris Colley, was an assistant coach for his high school's baseball program. His dad pitched professionally in the late 80s. And Cameron, not a pitcher, but has good guidance as he swings at a high fastball, and Nolan DeVos puts up a scoreless eighth inning. His offense gave him three. Can they give him more? We're going to the bottom of the eighth, and it's now a 7-3 game at Segra Stadium.
Hey, you feel that? That's the power of love. It's time for the ERA Strother Real Estate Kiss Cam. Oh, she wasted no time. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam.
It's the power of love.
Kiss Cam.
First time you feel it, it might make you sad. Next time you feel it, it might make you mad. You'll be glad, baby.
Kiss Cam. There you go.
It's the power that makes the world go round.
Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. On the mound for the Wood Ducks, Matt Broski. Leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, number six, Zach Cole.
Welcome back to Segra Stadium. It's the bottom of the eighth inning, and the Woodpeckers have given themselves a fighting chance. 7-3 the score. Four doubles, three runs come home in the seventh. DeVos tosses a scoreless top half of the eighth, and now Jackson Kelly takes over. The sidewinding right-hander delivers to Zach Cole. He fouls it off, and it's a 1-1 count. First pitch was very far outside. It was a wild one from Kelly. Kelly with no ERA. He's not given up a run over five innings of relief work this season. Two hits allowed, two walks, 10 strikeouts, averaging two an inning. Cole swings left side, and that'll tail into the stands, a foul ball, to get it to 1-2. In that seventh inning, Fayetteville had doubles from Espinoza, Balo, Molina, and Clifford. Balo, Molina, and Clifford all drove in runs with their two baggers, and now a fastball is up high on Cole, two balls and two strikes. Fayetteville had just one hit over the first six innings before that doubles barrage. Cole the lefty, ready. Pitch coming in. Fastball called, strike three on the outside corner. Cole hunched back at the waist, didn't like it. Strikes out for a third time. He'll go to 0-4. It's been a lot of strikeouts between both of these teams tonight. That is the 14th for Fayetteville. There's been 15 for Down East. We're one shy of a combined 30 for this whole game. And now it's Luis Encarnacion looking at a slider. Outside, ball one. Next pitch comes in and he swings under a high one. Kelly, last pitch for Down East at home against Carolina. Had a pair of scoreless outings against the Mudcats. Here's a pop-up towards the middle of the diamond, out into the shallow center field grass. Cueva, the shortstop, waving his arms, and he makes the grab for out number two. And now it's John Garcia, the designated hitter. Jackson Kelly, a 12th round draft pick out of Mercer. 2022 draft pick. And slider up and outside. My trivia question to Colin: can you name the Astros draft pick from Mercer last year?
Catcher Colin Price.
Yes, sir. There
you
go.
Former Fayetteville Woodpecker.
I can tell you're itching to drop that piece of knowledge. Yeah. Slider outside. 2-0 on Garcia.
He got off to a dynamite start once he joined here. He was actually the first draftee to join the Woodpeckers following his selection.
Yeah.
Never looked back.
Yeah, he was one of the few 2022 picks that made it to that road trip to Salem in August. Fouled the pitch off of his foot that ended his season prematurely. Missed about the final 3 weeks. Changeup called to strike on the inside to Garcia. It's 3-1. Rolando Espinoza on deck. Here's the pitch. And Garcia takes it up high, so he's aboard. Keep in mind that Three straight doubles that drove in runs in the seventh all came with two outs. And it was Rolando Espinosa's double in the seventh that really woke the offense up. So here he comes.
Yeah, really, you just get a couple more base hits. Even if you can only get one run in this inning, gives yourselves a fighting chance with three outs to work with in the ninth.
Espinosa lays off the first, and it's 1-0. On top of his double, Espinosa has struck out twice, so he's one for three. A stoppage down at first as John Garcia has to string up his right cleat. And as he does that, he also buckles that sliding mitt on the right hand. Jackson Kelly pitching and missing up high and away with a slider. Tough delivery point against a right-hander. It's not quite submarine, but it's a little more than three quarters. I mean, he gets pretty far down there, Jackson Kelly. He's coming from a complete sidewinding spot, a sidearm spot, and that pitch looked close, but called the ball. Espinosa had 3-0. That pitch sweeps to the outside. A four-pitch walk and two are on. Jackson Lofton coming to the plate. But first, a pitching coach, Julio Valdez, going to stroll his way out to the mound and have a conversation. This is as many walks as Jackson Kelly had issued all season. Only gave up two over his first five innings. Now he's walked two in a row.
And just a huge opportunity for Jackson Lofton. He's had a rough night tonight, 0-for-3, three strikeouts, but you can forget about it. You find a way to keep this inning alive, find some outfield grass, bring home Garcia from second base, and continue to just pump life into this dugout that we haven't really seen all series up until the bottom of last inning.
Yeah, Colin, until the seventh, the Woodpeckers had not sent more than four batters to the plate in any inning. Now they've sent 11 to the dish over the last inning and two-thirds. So they're getting guys up. They're getting their looks. And Jackson Lofton, a prime chance to turn his night around. Force at every base with two outs, 7-3 down East leading. Lofton, three strikeouts tonight. The first pitch is a slider that misses very far outside. It's 1-0. Tying run represented on deck in Ricardo Ballo. Bell tie set by Kelly. First pitch come in, a second pitch make it. And it's a strike to Lofton, 1-1. Not a lot of fastball for Kelly. Everything's moving away from right-handed batters. Lofton with that slight bend in the knees, wide stance, ready pitch. Is another slider that moves outside, just missed. So 2-1 on Lofton, and if you're Jackson right now, really just trying to find a way to get on base, try and load up the bases for Ballo, who's looked good in the eighth spot tonight, pair of base hits. 2-1, and Lofton fouls it off.
He's trying to make it a one-run game with that swing. Does have home run power.
Downey's bullpen has some mingling right now, but nobody throwing. Jackson Kelly trying to put up his sixth scoreless inning of work on the season. The pitch, Lofton had a tight one on him, but he pops it out of play to keep it at 2-2.
It's one of those weird ones where he was jammed, but he's also out in front of a breaking ball. I think he was expecting it to be on the outer half, like we've seen a lot of from Kelly so far tonight.
Garcia on second, Espinosa at first after walks. Another 2-2, and Lofton is a little early on it, and he pops it out of play again. It keeps the battle going. I think for Jackson Lofton, just the mental battle right now of struggling at the plate a bit. Nothing to show for it tonight. Weighs on you at this stage, but you have to try and put it out of mind. 2-2 again. He swings and fouls it off the inside of his foot. That ball goes rolling up along the third base line. And now he'll have a little bit of a hobble to his swing. Lofton will take a moment to shake it off. Woodpeckers were unable to solve the starter, Brock Porter or Matt Broski, out of the bullpen, but trying to get to Jackson Kelly. Pitch comes in and Lofton strikes out, swinging. A slider gets him. Lofton strikes out for a fourth time. And the Woodpeckers leave 2-1. So 7-3 the score. Fayetteville still trying to chip away as we go to the ninth inning on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
All right, fans, it's time to guess tonight's attendance. Doug has our contestant down on the dugout. Take it away, DP.
Thank you, sir, indeed. What's your name?
Donovan Hill.
How old are you?
10 years old.
Where do you go to school?
Brentwood Elementary.
Fantastic. All you got to do is tell me how many people came to the game tonight. Your job's an easy one. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's take a look at the big board. All right, is it A, 3,906, B, 3,572, or C, 3,348? Which do you choose?
A, for my best friend, Amar.
Oh, he's going for A. Give it to him. Yes, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Look at that camera right there. Give me a big go, Peckers.
Go, Peckers!
That's right.
Let's go.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Nolan DuVos. Leading off the top of the ninth inning for the Wood Ducks, the first baseman, number 16, Abby Ortiz.
Nolan DuVos keeping the Woodpeckers in it tonight. He's through three scoreless innings, and he's back out for the top of the ninth. DuVos will face Abby Ortiz, the lefty, to get it started, and the first pitch is low for ball one. 7-3, Fayetteville's three runs coming on four doubles in the seventh. They've been out hit tonight 8-5. And they've committed one fielding error on the defensive end. That was Trey Dombrowski on a bobbled pickup when he was out there early. Pitch down and inside, and it's 2-0. Abby Ortiz has contributed to three of the seven runs and pops this pitch left side onto the tracks for strike one. Ortiz singled and scored in the first, drove in a run with a sac fly in the second, and then hit a home run, solo variety in the fourth. Two ball, one strike offer. Up and in. Molina towards the middle from short. Here's the 3-1. Ortiz swings and cracks it deep to center. Cole sprinting back towards the track. Lunges and makes the catch. Zach Cole, quick step in his way to the warning track on that one. And cutting it down, taking a good angle. And Ortiz has hit the ball hard all night long. Nearly had another extra base hit, but he'll fall to 2-for-4.
A lot of people think you have to have a lot of speed to play center field, which is true, but it's more about having that great reaction to the ball off the bat, and Cole has both. He knows how to get on his horse. He knows where that ball's going off the bat, needed every inch, and ran that thing down right in front of the wall in left center.
First pitch slider draws a check swing out of Anthony Gutierrez, and he broke the plane, so 0-1 on the down east three hitter. He's 1-for-4 with a single. Swings and grounds it out to third base. Jackson Lofton, position perfect, throws across the diamond in time for out number two. So DuVos with a couple of quick outs. He's retired seven of the last eight batters he has faced. And now it's Tucker Mitchell, the designated hitter. Mitchell with a home run tonight. And the pitch is low. It's funny, for both offenses, it's really been about the extra base hits tonight. For the Woodpeckers, it's been the doubles. For the Wood Ducks, it's been the home runs. Blackman, Ortiz, and Mitchell all with solo home runs tonight. The 1-0. Very high. 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Got squirrely on DeVos. He goes down to the dirt on the mound, rubs his right hand in it. Get a little tackiness on the baseball. And here's the 2-0 pitch. A swing and a soft fly hit to center. Cole coming forward on it, but it'll drop in front of him for a single. Tucker Mitchell got the end of the bat on it and has a multi-hit game. Now 2-for-4, third time he has reached.
And he's had essentially 4 productive at-bats out of 5. He's gotten on base with the walk, the home run, and the single just now. But back in the first inning, had a ground ball that even brought in a run. Just exactly what you want out of your four-hitter.
Nolan DeVos delivers a first-pitch curve that drops down low, misses, ball one. Yason Morabel, the hitter, lefty, 1-for-4, RBI single, and he scored a run in that 3-run first. DeVos the set, the pitch, and a fastball in there for a strike. Fayetteville bullpen is activated. DeVos at 67 pitches and a right-hander starting to loosen. Guns it up with a fastball. And gets a swing and miss, 94. Good velo from DeVos, still at the late stages of its outing. And he gets it to 1-2. DeVos trying for 4 scoreless innings tonight while trailing. Stalling out this down east offense from the bullpen. His 1-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball pulled to second by Cruz and into right center field. Mitchell rounds second base but will stop. And it's back-to-back 2-out base hits to extend the 9th inning. Mitchell and Morabel reach. It brings up Ian Muller. Decision time for manager Ricky Rivera. Talking to his pitching coach, Zach Wilkins. And we'll see Wilkins come out of the dugout to have a chat with DeVos, bring the infield in, and likely give that right-hander just a little bit of extra time to continue to loosen.
Yeah, Manuel Urias, the one out there getting loose, the big right-hander. And I think it's safe to say that this would be Nolan's last batter one way or the other. And so I think Wilkins probably reinforcing that, saying, hey, this is your chance. Get out of this inning and let the offense try to pull off the rally in the bottom half, down 4.
Gives us a quick chance to check up on what the Asheville tourists are doing tonight. Our friends at the High A affiliate of the Astros, and they trail Bowling Green 4-1 tonight on the road. Asheville had Alex Santos on the mound, and he didn't give up an earned run over 3 2/3. Brian Salgado gave up 3 over an inning and a third. And a first pitch strike out of the meeting, and Ian Muller at 0-1. Only RBI tonight for Asheville has come courtesy of Zach DiZenzo on an RBI single. The check swing, it went down in the dirt. And he didn't go, 1-1. Only 3 base hits tonight for the tourists. 1 from Drew Gilbert, 1 from Jacob Melton, and 1 from Zach DiZenzo, the top 3 hitters in their order. DeVos with runners at first and second, 2 out in the 9th. Down 7-3, the pitch is popped up way up there along the third baseline. Jackson Lofton coming in on it, dancing to the left side of the mound, and he makes the catch to end the inning. You never know how some of those high pop-ups in the night sky will work their way back down to earth. But Jackson Lofton sticks with it, takes control, ends the inning. 2 stranded, Nolan DeVos, 4 scoreless innings tonight. One more chance for the Woodpeckers to come back from 4 runs down. Our 7-3 game goes bottom 9 when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
If you all enjoyed tonight's fireworks show following the game. It's also last call for any Launch-A-Ball purchases. Launch-A-Ball will kick off before fireworks tonight. We'll be right back. Wood Ducks pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Wood Ducks, number 12, Jackson Leaf. Leading off the bottom of the ninth inning for the Woodpeckers, the first baseman, number 9, Ricardo Ballo.
Jackson Kelly gives way to Jackson Leaf for the bottom of the ninth inning. And the down east right-hander delivers a first pitch fastball strike to Ricardo Ballo. 7-3 the score. Not a save spot here for Leaf as he ramps one up high, and it's 1-1. Ballo, Molina, and Clifford, who all doubled consecutively in the seventh, will be the batters here in the ninth. 1-1, and he lost the bat on the backswing. It got a piece of the catcher, Muller. Just a mighty swing by Ricardo Ballo, and he'll go down 1-2. Ballo 2-for-3 is a single, and then that double that he ripped to the right center field wall in the seventh. Numbers on Jackson Leaf. He's had a solid start to his season. Second-year Wood Duck, who was with them all last year in the pen. 0-1 record, 1.69 ERA over four games. Pitch to Ballo, fouled back, and he'll stay 1-2. He's only given up one earned run over 5 1/3 innings. Four walks and four strikeouts across that stretch. Last year, he pitched in 28 games out of the pen, and he had an 8.42 ERA, so much better sample size this year. 1-2, Ballo swings at a slider, pops it up left side behind third. Figueroa out into the shallow grass. Trouble as Figueroa and Cueva come together. Figueroa trips over the feet of Cueva, but he secures the baseball on the way down, and it's out number one. The left fielder Blackman stood back and kind of watched that play develop as his two middle infielders crossed paths. And looked like for a minute there as they came together that Ballo might find a way to get on, but they secure an important first out and bring Leo Molina to the plate. First pitch to Molina is a strike, and it's 0-1. Molina got a pretty low pitch to hit in the seventh. It might have been below the zone, in fact, and was able to pull it on a line to left center. Oh, Molina checked his swing. Didn't look like he went. That pitch was down in the dirt. And that was surely one that you have to appeal and will draw the dismay out of the Fayetteville dugout.
He hasn't appealed it all night, Chappie. He's made all those calls by himself.
That's true. So 0-2 on Molina. And here comes the pitch from Leaf. He swings and misses at a slider. That's strike three. And Molina with a departing word for our home plate umpire, Michael Corbett.
It's heard a lot of them.
Sure have been. Two outs, Ryan Clifford, the final chance now for Fayetteville. A little bit of energy was injected into this ballpark in the seventh inning, but since then, it's been quelled by this Wood Ducks bullpen with Kelly and Leaf. The winning decision right now would go to Matt Broski, starter Brock Porter, who didn't give up a hit over four. Didn't go long enough to get the W. Pitch off the outside corner. Goes to 2-1 on Clifford.
And for Broski, you forget how strong he was the first two innings before things started to spiral out of control, but at the end of the day, he got out of the jam.
Clifford with a one-handed swing, and he misses 2-1. He's taken care of the on-base streak. That was a 17th straight game. Right, Colin?
Yep.
The double in the seventh. Shoots one straight back, and our Friday night ball game has come down to its final strike. Most of the crowd sticking around, 3,906 in attendance with us tonight. Clifford 1-for-4, trying to keep the ninth going. Pitch home. He swings and pops it up along the left field line, tailing into the stands, a foul ball. 5:05 first pitch tomorrow, 2:05 on Sunday, and then on the road to Virginia, Salem on Tuesday, May 2nd. 2-2 pitch. Clifford swings and pops it up. Drifting behind the third base bag. Figueroa hustling over. Gets to the warning track. Makes the catch. And our Friday night ball game is over. The Woodpeckers drop a fourth in a row and have dropped this series to Down East. The Wood Ducks, as they have done all week long, grab a lead in the top of the first inning. They put up three quickly and hold the lead throughout. Our postgame coverage is coming up next right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned for that. 7-3, the final score.
The train is riding down to the station where you live. When we were school kids. Hey, the rails are caught now, and I am falling down. Fools in a spiral round this town of steel. My body tells me no, but I won't quit, cause I want more, cause I want more. My body tells me no, but I won't quit, cause I want more, cause I want more. Stop, the train is riding down to the station where I live. When I was a cool kid.
Time to close the night with the Woodpeckers postgame show. Here's Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey.
Hey, guys, we kicked Colin out of the booth. Just me tonight for you. But thanks so much for hanging with us. And we're gearing up for some launch balls, some fireworks upcoming. Great crowd tonight, all near 4,000 of you. Thanks for coming out to Sagres Stadium and enjoying some Woodpeckers baseball. Interesting game, and the trends of this series kind of continued tonight. Down East has done a really good job of scoring runs in the opening innings of games. And tonight they took that three-run lead in the top of the first and never surrendered it. Credit to Trey Dombrowski, the Woodpeckers starter, for sticking with it, though, despite some of those early runs. He struck out 8, which tied a season high for him. Did it last week in Columbia, did it again tonight, and was able to get into the middle innings before turning it over to the bullpen. It was the solo home run tonight that really got it done for Down East. Most home runs that the Woodpeckers have allowed as a pitching staff at home this year, the solo home runs to help get them to that 7-0 lead. Ian Fogo, even though he gave up one, looked sharp, retiring 3 in a row, and then Nolan DeVos was fantastic tonight for Fayetteville out of the bullpen. 4 scoreless innings for him, 5 strikeouts, and Fayetteville got some really good pitching towards the back end of this game. It was just a matter of when the bats were going to wake up, and they nearly pulled off a comeback there. Had to chip away, but 4 doubles in the 7th inning, started by Ricardo Ballo, and then the hitting was contagious. 3 doubles in a row, all of them driving in runs, and felt like Fayetteville had some life there towards the end to put together a couple of good at-bats and get back in the game, only down 4. down east used the combination of Jackson Kelly and Jackson Leaf to stall out some of that momentum, lock it down in the bullpen, and they ultimately get the win tonight. 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Down East. 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 error for Fayetteville as they drop their 4th in a row here at home, but still have a chance to grab a couple of games tomorrow night at 5:05 and then Sunday at 2:05. So some more baseball upcoming out here at Segra Stadium, everybody. We do hope that you'll join us out at the ballpark tomorrow. Again, 5:05, first pitch for Fayetteville. Tyler Guilfoyle will be on the mound for the Woodpeckers, 1-0 record and a 1.54 ERA. Guilfoyle has been fantastic this year. The former University of Kentucky Wildcat gets the start for Fayetteville, and Aiden Curry will be on the mound for Down East, 0-1 record and a 2.84 ERA. Looking forward to calling that game for you. If you can't make it out at the ballpark, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com has the online radio for you if you're driving around in your car, or you can watch the game by subscribing to MILB.TV and Bally Live. Again, final score tonight, everybody, 7-3. We still got more in store for you. Launch a ball, fireworks. We'll go ahead and get to that stuff now, but thanks for being with us, and so long from the broadcast booth.